Good afternoon. I'm Nancy Nathanson, State Representative from North Eugene. My co-chair is Senator Verger. We take turns chairing these, and it's my turn today. Thank you, Senator. I apologize for the late start. I'm opening the work session of the Joint Interim Committee on Justice System Revenues. Today is February 1st, 2010. We have two items for our work session. The first item is approval of a contract. We heard about this at our previous meeting. We had information presented, and we had some preliminary discussion of our ideas and took comments. So now it's time for a follow-up discussion and to see if the committee would like to take action on this recommendation, which is to approve a contract.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the committee approve entering into a contract with the National Center for State Courts for up to $100,000 for the purpose of identifying the best practices around the nation for the funding the judicial branch, including fee structures.
Thank you. It sounds so formal. Do I need to repeat that? I'm not going to repeat the entire motion. Senator Verger has moved that we approve entering into the contract. Is there discussion on this motion? Are we ready to vote? Is there objection? There's no objection. Motion passes.
Madam Co-Chair?
Yes.
I move that the National Center for State Courts contract be funded with committee expense provided for by House Bill 2287 revenue.
Co-Chair Verger has moved that the contract be funded with committee expense provided for by House Bill 2287 revenue. Is there discussion of this motion, the funding of the contract?
Madam Co-Chair, I would just like to add for the record that I believe that we need to be very clear in what we expect to get back for the cost of up to $100,000 with some sideboards, and I don't know just exactly how that process should take place. I'm sure that Legislative Council will help us figure that out. Or someone will help us figure it out. But I am very concerned that that occur before we go forward, completely forward, with the completion of the funding. So,
thank you, Senator. Is there other discussion? Is there objection to the motion? I see no objection. Motion passes. That takes care of the first item on our agenda. Second item. Approval of distribution, recommendation for House Bill 2287-2009, revenues. Mr. Borden, are you here to present us with some information?
Yes, Co-Chair.
Thank you.
Co-Chairs and members of the committee, I'm John Borden with the Legislative Fiscal Office. Before you is a two-page memorandum dated with today's date. And per your instructions from your last meeting, these are your instructions to staff to draft a memorandum from your committee to the Joint Ways and Means Committee on your recommendation for House Bill 2287 distribution of revenue. The first piece of it under Topic A is the program change bill recommendations. And this afternoon, Dave Hendricks in Legislative Council, who has been working on the drafting of this particular piece of it, is here also to offer his assistance if needed. But essentially what the your recommendation to Joint Ways and Means will be is to provide for an immediate distribution of House Bill 2287 revenue to Legislative Council to pay for the Oregon Law Commission and the Council on Court Procedures. That's about $274,022. And then an immediate distribution for your own committee expenses up to $150,000. And I should note for the record that this recommendation was crafted in advance of the motion and recommendation you just passed related to the contract, so it will be adjusted, and I've made note of it here in the memorandum. It will be adjusted as it goes into Ways and Means to make a provision for that contract, which will pass through Legislative Fiscal Office. So again, the program change bill will make for these immediate allocations, and then the second part of the program change bill will provide for the distribution of revenue to continue at 65% for the Judicial Department up to $22 million and 35% to Public Defense Services up to $12.4 million. So this is the methodology of how the department, how 2287 revenue will be allocated through the Department of Revenue, which will be able to retain a small percentage if necessary for its administrative costs. The second part of the recommendation is for the omnibus budget bill, and that provides the necessary expenditure limitation. The expenditure limitation would be, again, for 7 quarters of the projected revenue, with the last quarter being held in reserve until the 2011 regular session. So $15.5 million increase in other funds expenditure limitation for the Judicial Department, $8.9 million for Public Defense Services, and then the $150,000 for Legislative Committee Services. This piece will be modified based upon the approval of the contract, and it will essentially mean that Legislative Fiscal Office, who has the statutory authority for contracting, will have an expenditure limitation increase of $100,000 of that, and $50,000 will remain with Legislative Committee Administration. Also, as part of your recommendation, on the backside of the memorandum is the budget note to be included in the budget report for the omnibus budget bill, with the direction that both the Judicial Department and Public Defense Services will report back regularly to the Interim Ways and Means, the Emergency Board, and then during the 2011 regular session on specific activities that you discussed previously related to House Bill 2287. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any specific questions.
Are there questions? Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Borden, we've talked in some detail about the apparent discrepancy here between the 65-35 split and called for in 2287 and the actual split, which is about 64-36. And you did explain to me that the plan is to divide the last quarter's revenue in a manner that trues it up to 65-35. Is that correct?
If I may, co-chairs and senator, may I walk just briefly through the methodology, and if that would be helpful?
That would be great.
Okay. These distributions and allocations are complex, but the things to remember are that the other funds expenditure limitation you're considering now is based strictly on the budget gap that was identified during session. So for Judicial Department, that was $25.1 million. For Public Defense Services, about $14.1 million. And Legislative Council, the $274,000. So the other funds is the cap, the legal cap that is established that can't be changed unless by legislative action or the Emergency Board. So it provides the total of the 7 quarters of revenue. So again, that percentage is somewhat less than the 65-35, but it's the guiding factor all the way through from the beginning of what the budget gap is through to the 7th quarter and then on in to the 8th quarter. If there's any deviation in how the revenue flows, we'll be able to make that reconciliation in the 8th quarter. So does that?
Follow up, please.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Did I hear you say that the plan is to true it up to 65-35 during the eighth quarter if the money's available, or did I hear you say you're not going to?
Co-chairs and Senator, I apologize. I'll try this one more time. The way the percentages currently fall based upon the budget gap between PDSC and the Judicial Department are 64-36. The allocation of the revenue that comes through the Department of Revenue, the allocation of the 2287 revenue that comes through the Department of Revenue is 65-35. So there'll be no need to true it up when we come in. That 65-35 is just how each dollar of revenue that comes through the Department of Revenue is allocated. So that the true percentages are the ones, the 64 and the 36%.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Thank you. Discussion.
Just, Madam Chair, I'm still struggling with this. I'll support this, but it's the purpose and the way that we passed, is my understanding, 2287, we were going to split the money 65-35, and we're going to split the money 64-36. And I don't claim to be an accountant, and I don't understand all of the for better word, machinations there, but it doesn't seem that the outcome follows the purpose of what we the legislation.
Representative Benz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I have a question. I'm sure we asked this last time, but I'm asking it again. The final reconciliation between available revenue and other funds will occur in the 2011 session. Did you share with us your thinking on where we might be and how much we might be looking at when that fateful day arrives?
Co-chairs and Representative Bentz, at this point, the Judicial Department is still doing a thorough analysis of how the 2287 revenue is flowing. They reported at your last meeting that they thought the revenues could be as far off as 50%. So, and that was, again, based on just 2 months of data. So as we proceed in the biennium, and the budget note is important here, the budget note will have this regular reporting of updated information. But at this point, I'm afraid that the best information we have is that revenues are significantly off. How far off, we'll have to wait a few more months until, or we'll have to wait a few more weeks until the department has completed its initial analysis.
Follow up, ma'am.
Yes.
So the choice that we're making today is to go ahead and spend that which we think will, for sure, we're going to get. In other words, the numbers we see, the $15 million, the $8 million, and the $150,000, how sure are we that that money is actually, we're going to have it?
Co-chairs, Representative Bentz, we are not sure. The committee's recommendation is to provide expenditure limitation through 7 full quarters. But the proviso is that the budget note and the reporting to the legislature is, again, critical, because if the revenues don't materialize, both agencies, but most especially the Judicial Department, will have to begin taking managerial action to remain within available revenues. And you will want to be informed of what those actions are. So we are, those other funds recommendations in front of you are based upon the full $39.5 million.
Yes. Thank you.
This
is refreshing my memory to our conversation of several weeks ago, and the next opportunity we'll have to see exactly where we are will be when? A couple of months from now?
co-chairs and Representative Bentz, the next opportunity your particular committee will have will be likely in April of so later this spring. The emergency board will then meet, I believe, on a May schedule, and then interim joint ways and means will be in there on legislative days, and I believe another emergency board meeting later in the fall. So you will have regular reporting as a set agenda item for this committee.
Thank you.
I'm going to say something in maybe more casual language than we typically use, but it seems that because of severe pressures to plan for workload and to plan for a judicial system that operates, there have been discussions with that branch on how to allow a predictable level of funding for them to manage what we hope will materialize, but that the budget note is allowing us a chance to see that if the revenues continue to be substantially lower than what was anticipated, that we'll be hearing what kind of corrections they're making to manage, and if those corrections are not being made, we will have ample warning that that there's a storm brewing. I believe that's the purpose of the budget note, that we'll either know that things are going well or they're not going well, and someone's already noticed and they're taking care of it. Is that a good way to paraphrase? Is that fair?
Co-chair Nathanson, that's very fair. This committee will stay apprised of all revenue changes, positive or negative, and then the emergency board and Ways and Means will be able to look at those as well.
And one other follow-up, even though I have not had any conversation since our last meeting with anyone involved in looking at these budget numbers, I remember thinking at the time that the first numbers that come in were going to be low anyway, in part due to the way the revenue is collected, that those first couple of months, some of the fees or surcharges hadn't kicked in yet. So it would be unfair to, let's say, project that they would come in at that exact rate for the entire biennium, that some things will start coming in that didn't come in the first 3 months, and we just don't know about those yet. Is that correct?
Co-Chair Nathanson, that's correct. And I may add, too, that a lot of the fees were new, so there's no track record on how they're coming in and whether they'll come in to the extent forecasted.
So whether it was 50 or 57%, which looks alarmingly low, I believe that number should not be replicated in the next report, that it will be some number greater than that. That's my expectation. Is there other discussion?
Just a comment, Madam Chair. I think we often make the assumption that when we raise taxes or we raise fees, that there will be a linear reaction to that and there will be a linear increase in revenue. And what we don't take into consideration when we raise those taxes and fees is that they, as a result, behavior often changes and the revenues do not materialize. And I think we're seeing a classic example of that in some instances in this budget.
That's correct. There are a few lines where that may be the case. And then I also remember being quite surprised that in one area the revenue was greater than what was anticipated. So we'll look forward to seeing how both those positives and negatives play out in the second report and subsequent reports. It's a good comment. We can't always know ahead of time what all the what all the reactions will be. Yes, Representative Bentz.
Thank you again, Madam Chair. I guess I hate to keep asking this question. I fear I asked it 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to ask it again. I'm worried because I think most of this money is spent on salaries. Is that correct? Is most of this money for people?
co-chairs and Representative Bentz, you can look at the two entities, the Judicial Department, predominantly salary-based. A large percentage of their department's budget, it provides for personal services. For Public Defense Services, it's slightly different, and they are here and could speak more specifically, but those are predominantly contracts for public defender public defenders out throughout the state. So while they're contracts, they do provide for attorneys at the local level.
Yes.
So is it the euphemistic phrase management actions? Would the so-called management actions be allocated between these two departments on a pro rata basis, 15 million, 8 million, so it's about one's half of the other. Is that how you would anticipate seeing those management actions applied?
Co-chairs and Representative Bentz, no. The ability of Public Defense Services then to take managerial action is far, far more limited than with the Judicial Department. One reason is there's a constitutional mandate. They have no ability to pick and choose the cases that come through their front door. The Judicial Department, on the other hand, would have far greater ability to manage reduced revenues in this area. One example would be to hold vacancies and not fill them. The other is part of their budget hole is related to mandated caseload payments for trials and things. And so there are certain areas where they can undertake management action.
Okay. Thank you. For indulgence, Madam Chair, so that we can anticipate then that the management actions will fall more heavily upon the Judicial Department, and that would mean possibly letting people know right now that they may not have a job in the next 6 months or a year. Is that what you would anticipate is going to be happening truly on the ground as we try to manage the possibility of there being as maybe half of this $15 million number?
Co-chair and Representative Bentz, the department will have to be very careful in its management. Yeah, I think it's already being very conservative in its hiring of positions and its monitoring of its budget. So it too is waiting for firmer revenue information. But the positions that are associated with this revenue are limited duration, and those employees and those programs, sub-programs, are aware of the tenuous nature of the 2287 revenue as it now sits.
Thank you.
Madam Co-Chair.
John, I think that one of the things that we want to keep in mind is what the Constitution does tell us, and that we have a first-class judicial system, the entire system, and we want it to work the very best. That's one of the reasons I'm supporting this study. And so do you have any comments as to what we should do to be sure that what this committee expects to gain from the study and how we go about making that very clear to the people at the national level? I think they will give us what we want. I'm sure they will. But we just need to be very clear in asking.
Co-chairs and Senator, absolutely correct. We need to know exactly what this large expenditure of funds will be for the committee. And we've thought through that, and we've worked through a comprehensive set of deliverables, which also includes having the National Center for State Courts come and do a preliminary report for this committee to make sure that they're on track and that they are meeting their deliverables. And also, Robin Lamont, as part of the contract, made sure that the contract payments are divided up in those proportions. So there will be the preliminary report to your committee. Make sure they're on track, and if any fine-tuning you'd like them to do, that can be achieved. And if it's off track, then we would maybe choose another option to do the work that needs to be done for your committee. So I hope I've answered your question, Senator.
You have, and I want to thank you for being partners in this endeavor, in trying to help us come out with the bottom line of really something that's going to change Oregon, that we get on a more stable funding basis. So I appreciate your thoughtfulness in the deliverables and also holding their accountability as well by the way that you're going to be handling the funding. So I appreciate that.
Madam Co-Chair, it looks like we're ready for a motion for distribution of revenue from House Bill 2287.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the committee recommend to the 75th Legislative Assembly and the Joint Committee on Ways and Means the House Bill 2287 distribution recommendations outlined in the LFO memorandum dated February the 1st, 2010.
Co-Chair Verger has moved that we recommend to the Legislative Assembly the distribution recommendations. Is there any further discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, the motion passes. There is no other business before this committee. We will meet again in March after the legislative session. Ms. Seiler, will you tell us about that?
Yes, Madam Co-Chair. The plan is to not hold any further meetings during the month of February, and then to reconvene towards the end of March, probably before the first set of legislative days that are tentatively scheduled for the end of May. We will be notifying your offices shortly to start setting up some preliminary dates and probably around the post-spring break time.
Thank you. So we will reconvene, and when we do, it will be on the second phase of our work, which is to talk about the big picture. Any other comments? We are adjourned.